Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. Yes, you know what time it is. It's Friday night, and it's time to tuck you in to a sweet, sexy story that I know you're going to enjoy. So what do we have tonight? Tonight I got a special treat. It's a sweet, sexy story. And it's a mixture of poetic spoken word and a hot, spicy story all in one. I had so much fun writing it, y'all. It's called Peter Peter, Pussy Eater. Meow. Meow. I know y'all want me to get into the story, so let's get all of the pleasantries out of the way, shall we? You can follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette, the author. And also at Jaylana Stevette. I'm on Instagram at Jaylana _ Stevette. I'm on Twitter at J Stevette. And I'm also on TikTok, y'all, at J Stevette. That's J-A-Y Stevette. And you can follow me also on YouTube at Everything Erotica. So those are all of my social media handles, y'all. If you want some visual to go with the audio, make sure you take a peek, okay? I've got some hot, steamy reels out there. I've got some motivational stuff. I've got all kind of stuff for you. It's all into what you're into, okay? And okay. Also, ladies who are listening, don't forget to pick up the latest copy of my book, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. It's a great, steamy, sexy story with some erotica mixed in, and you're going to love it. It's like what happens when a cougar tries to turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend. Baby, listen, that man takes Tabby on the ride of her life. So be able, make sure you go ahead and check that out. And if you purchase the book, go ahead and leave a review, okay? By the way, the audio will be out very, very, very soon. Now that we've got all of the pleasantries out of the way, let's dive in to our sweet, sexy story. But first, we got a short segment from our sponsor on Spotify. And then right into Peter Peter, Pussy Eater. Meow. Peter, dear Peter, Mr. Pussy Eater, sucked her good, but could not feed her. Ate that pussy, made her come. His dick was smaller than a thumb. Oh, what a twisted tale to tell. But he snatches your soul, takes you straight to hell. Everyone knows Mr. P, not Community D, but Community T. So listen to the story of Community T, who ate pussy upon pussy. And then there was me. And then there was me, wanting to find out. I had curiosity about Community T. Who was this Peter Peter Pussy Eater? I had to find out for myself. Late one afternoon, I received a call from my girlfriend, who had just happened to be getting to know a new potential beau. Or old potential beau, I should say. Hey girl, what you up to? Rachel, I'm getting ready for a photo shoot, girl. A new photographer is coming to shoot me. A lingerie spread. That should be exciting. What's his name? His name is Pete. Pete T. Pete T from Facebook? Peter? The pussy eater? Come again? Peter, pussy eater, girl. You haven't heard about Pete Thomas? Girl, no. I know Pete through social media. He took those photos of me in a pearl thong, remember? Girl, I remember those. Got 4,000 likes. So you had Peter in your possession and he never ate your pussy? That's odd. Bitch, what's so odd about that? And how do you know Pete? Rachel said, we used to mess around a long time ago. He popped back up a few months ago. You know how men love to circle back. Asked me to hook up with him. But I noticed he was liking a lot of your photos. Well, that's because we have a working relationship, my dear. The truth is that I knew Pete had a crush on me. More like pledged his undying love to me. The strange thing is, he had already asked to eat my pussy. So far, I declined. What's up with Pete? He wasn't much to look at. Short, stubby, round, and super geeky looking. Looked like a smart guy. You could tell he was, but not the type that one would think to develop a name like Peter Pussy Eater. I had to know more. I asked, so how long did y'all mess around, Rachel? How long have you known him? Girl, I've known him for a few years. We fucked every now and then. He was in an open relationship. I think he's still in one. You know he travels in those poly cycles and sex parties. He's heavily into that shit. That's where I met him. At one of those parties. We talked for a little bit, and he came over and gave me the best fucking head of my entire life, I swear. Damn. Was it like that? Hell yes. Girl, I'm about to have an orgasm thinking about it. Well, damn, good for you. No, bitch. It's not good. We stopped talking the last time because I found out not only was he eating my pussy, but two of my girlfriends at the time were getting theirs eaten too. Bitch, what? Yes. So I lost literally two really good friends behind that shit. He's not community dick, but his tongue sure is. Now his dick, on the other hand, is less than impressive. His tongue was the reason I continued to let him come over. That must have been sung tongue, I thought. I ended the conversation with my girlfriend, learning more than I had bargained for about Pete. But I must admit, it did have me curious. Peter, pussy eater, sucked my friend and didn't treat her like a girlfriend, but a piece. Fucked her friends and fucked her niece. I hear you have that magic tea. That is also community. If I let you suck on me, baby, it will only be for fun, you see. Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Chaylana definitely has a story to tell. Two novels, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, and Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Both urban escapes so thrilling, they'll both leave you satisfied for the next journey. which is Naughty Tales. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, coming soon, May 15th, 2023. Her podcast, Naughty Tales and Toy Stories, is an urban sexual treat. Toy Stories, when Sex in the City meets Sausage Party. And Naughty Tales, sweet, sexy stories that'll tuck you in at night. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stevette and see what she has to offer. Because she's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. After I got off the phone with Rachelle, I immediately called my assistant to confirm the details of my photo shoot. Truth was, not only was it a lingerie spread, but one for my OnlyFans content as well. I didn't want to let Rachelle know that because, I mean, think about it. The first segment is because. But anywho, Alexis confirmed my bedroom shoot for 2 hours from now, and for some reason I felt compelled to ask her if she knew Pete. Not personally, but my niece, who is more like my cousin, actually used to mess around with him. Do you know there's a nickname for him? I burst into laughter because I already knew. She said, "He's a very low-key guy though, Jay. All I know is that she referred to his tongue action as a soul snatch. Girl was stuck on stupid for months until she found out her soul wasn't the only one he was snatching. Dude had a whole situation at home, and some other 20-something chick rolled up on my niece's job and almost blew up his whole spot. Told all his business with his little ass dick. Oh, that's another thing she said. His dick game was trash." I took in all that my assistant was telling me. Did I really want to go down this road with Mr. P, Mr. Pussy Eater? He had a community tongue that seemed to travel in the same circles that I traveled in. If I let this man eat my pussy, I would have to take that to the grave. And I meant that, literally. It had been a while, though, since my kitty had purred, and my body was screaming as of late. I decided to let fate decide. Like I said, he wasn't much to look at. So what would make these other women submit to this man, I wondered. There was again that curiosity. I took one shot of tequila and got myself ready for my photo shoot. A couple of hours later, Pete arrived like clockwork. He got his equipment set up in my bedroom and had some amazing ideas for my lingerie shoot, and I was impressed. Then we moved on to my OnlyFans material, which involved me getting naked. Pete turned on some sensual music, asked me to dance and pose for the camera. I obliged, and he let me be totally free while I engaged in my sensuality. Pete asked me to touch myself. I pinched my nipples, and he went in for close-ups. I looked at his lips as he zoomed in on my nipples. Plump. Succulent. I imagined them on my breasts. He gently touched one of my girls, and she instantly stood at attention. His touch sent tingles in areas it shouldn't, and I smiled. He smiled, too, as I let him finger my areola. He flickered her with his fingers, and my pussy got moist. Pete told me to lay down so he can get some more photos for my subscription page. I laid flat on my back, stroked my nipples as he snapped his camera. Peter got the ring light and adjusted his phone at the corner of the bed, turned on the video zoomed in on my action. I stroked my nipples. Pete touched my thighs lightly. His hands edged slowly up my thighs until they reached the edge of my lips. I moaned. Small secretions seeped from my love box as he continued to stroke lightly. The sensation from his strokes caused me to move my hips in tandem. He reached up and touched one of my nipples. Immediately, I got aroused from his touch to my breasts and to my lips. I edged my center closer to his fingers. He brushed my clit lightly. She thumped immediately like a little slut. I played with my nipple. He played with the other. I looked at him, placed my twin in my mouth and licked. He played with my center, licked his lips as he looked at me. This man's touch was doing things to my body I didn't think it could. He stroked me and played in my wetness. I laid back and spread my legs. Peter placed himself completely between my legs and went in for the first lick. I gasped. It felt like pure magic. Peter continued to lick slowly. He sucked the edges of my lips, made them wet. Licked with his tongue between my crevices. I longed for him to touch my center. He teased me. I moved my hips, tried to edge his mouth closer to my center. Subliminally, let him know that I was begging for Peter. Peter, the pussy eater. And he flickered my center, and my kitty felt a sense of relief. Peter took his time with me, licking and sucking. He held my lips open for better access. I spread them wide, stroked me up and down. He kicked upwards and licked up and around, let his tongue flicker my clit, and I moaned audibly as he slowly feasted. This was just the appetizer, I thought to myself, as he licked my wetness, seeped from my vagina. Peter took it in with his gentle sucks and flickers. I played with my nipples as my clit pulsated with it from his tongue. Community tea was all in me as I moved my hips to show my appreciation. My body pulsated as the sensation from my nipples and his flickers to my kitty sent my body over the edge. I exploded in his mouth for the first time, waterfalls and tense. Peter took it in again and continued to play in my pussy with his tongue. It felt so good, and I didn't want him to stop. Peter took his fingers, played in my center as he licked. My clit stood at attention again as he sucked and sucked and fucked. His fingers went in and out of me as he licked. I bounced my hips up and down like I was riding a dick. Grabbed the top of his head, massaged as he licked. He moved up and down and around as his tongue and fingers gave me what I needed. I took my hand, reached over to the nightstand for my bullet, turned on the vibration to full speed, placed it on my clit. Peter's fingers massaged my clit in tandem. His fingers pulsated in and out of me to match the speed of the bullet. I yelled, "Fuck! I'm about to come!" The waterfall splashed from inside me again, and Peter caught it with his mouth again. I lay there exhausted. Peter gave my kitty more soft kisses, touched it, stroked it, kissed her again like he was in love with her, flickered my wetness until she throbbed and begged for his attention again, made me come over and over again. What happens when you try to turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. As Tabby takes a ride on the back of her young hottie's motorcycle, little did she know that she was in for the ride of her life. Love's journey with Jaquan was full of surprises, highs and lows. Tabby tells her story of love's journey and how a love so simple turns into something so complex. Love's journey turns into love's lesson. And Tabby comes face to face with the person most in control of her happiness. Tabby. Almost Happy tells a tale of love, romance, and erotica in an urban fashion. What happens when you turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Tabby's tale takes a look into love, sex, and conflict with the bad boy as she finally struggles to be happy. Stay tuned for the ending after Sex Talk with Jaylana. Who really listens to my content? You know, that's the question that I want to ask tonight and I want to talk about tonight because it was brought up on my Jaylana Steve at the author page. Now, what started out as just a regular post turned into something that could have possibly been a Facebook argument, but I understand that sometimes people's minds are limited and they don't understand what they don't understand. So I put a post out there and I had made the reference that the majority of the listeners on this podcast are men. So I posed the question if men were visual or if they were audible. And of course, a few of the men chimed in, indicated that they were more visual. And so one of the men I had asked him about, you know, had he had listened to my podcast. And he said, absolutely not. He said, your podcast is for lonely men, basically lonely men who don't have Allah. Bored, lonely men who don't have Allah. So, that leads me to ask, what kind of men are actually listening to my podcast? Now, without disclosing any details of some of the men that I know personally who are listening to my podcast, I know personally that these men that I know personally definitely aren't lonely. They definitely aren't without a spiritual background at all as well. So it just leads me to this frustration here about not even so much the listening of or even the visualness of sexual content and why people feel as if you look at something sexual, you're lonely, bored, or don't have God. Now, men, you're visual, right? So you are turned on by what you see, right? So if your partner is a woman and she comes and drops her robe in front of you, what are you going to do? You mean to tell me you're not going to be aroused by that? Is that ungodly? Are you aroused because you're bored? Or are you aroused by what you see? So, yeah, it really still, even today, baffles me. And it honestly offends me for my listeners that someone would have the perception that you are just bored, lonely, and you don't have God and you need someone. No, I beg to differ. And I definitely know the women that are listening to my podcast are not bored, lonely, and don't have God. As a matter of fact, my podcast shouldn't be listened to without listener discretion. Because baby, it's going to turn you on. So I guess I say this to say, like, if it's not for you, just say that it's not for you and keep it moving. But to put a label on my listeners, baby, that's not okay. And Jelana does not like it one bit. And I'm sure that my listeners don't like it either. Baby, I'm here for entertainment. And I know that you're here to be entertained. So let's just continue with our regular, scheduled, sexual, sensual, hot, fun program. And let the haters sit in the corner with their bananas and continue to hate. That's Sex Talk with Jelana. Hola, mommies and poppies. Are you enjoying this amazing podcast? Do you like what you hear? Well, you want to maybe consider becoming a supporter of Naughty Tales and Toy Stories. Please support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help sustain future episodes. I put a lot of work into these episodes, y'all, and creating them and putting them together to make them special for you. So your monthly donation would be a great contribution to this podcast. So become a supporter by going onto Spotify and clicking on support. Thank you so much, mommies and poppies. Meow. I laid there and looked at my lover, the pussy eater. He looked up at me and smiled. Pete jumped back into professional mode and told me he would have the photos ready for me in 48 hours for me to examine. He also told me he loves working with me and he was there to service any needs that I may have in the future. He was very discreet. I smiled and agreed that we will meet for business and pleasure again very soon. I walked my pussy eater to the door, and he stroked my pussy at the door one last time in remembrance. I came again. I thanked Community T, and we said our goodbyes until the next time. I closed the door and thought about our encounter, how good it felt, his licks and his strokes to my pussy. My clit flickered, and I came again. Oh, God. What was happening? This man's tongue wasn't even inside me. I came again. Oh my. My body shivered. I came again. There was a knock on my door. It was Mr. Pussy. He forgot one of his lenses in my bedroom. I showed him the way. He grabbed his equipment and approached me slowly, asked me if there was anything else I wanted or needed before he left. I moaned audibly and dropped my satin robe, naked body exposed. I laid across the bed again, spread my legs and tilted my head back. Peter, pussy eater, dived back in. 2 weeks later, the photos from the photo shoot were released by my content creator, giving credit to Pete as the photographer. The pics were sexy, and even the OnlyFans preview photos were hot and got a lot of attention. I was impressed. So much so, Mr. Pussy Eater was on his way to brainstorm about a new concept and get some more OnlyFans material. I knew what that meant. And my body wanted to come at the thought. My phone rang. It was my girl. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Ray.
I see your photos out there. Those are nice. Pete did those, right? He most definitely did. I'm sorry. What was that? Are you fucking Pete J? Bitch, no. That man has never stuck his dick inside me. It wasn't a lie. His tongue and I, on the other hand, had an appointment in about 30 minutes. Are you guys talking or something, Ray? I remember you said you reached out. He reached out to you, right? Yeah, but I ain't heard from him since I talked to you. He got too much going on anyway. Girl, let me tell you. I interrupted. Ray, listen. Whatever that man got going on is none of my business. And that's how he and I keep it. Strictly business. If we have any dealings with each other, that's it, girl. It is. Is it hard to believe that this man could do business without mixing it with pleasure? I lied. The truth is, Peter and I had both crossed the lines, and we loved it. Yeah, you might be right, Jay. But anywho, I just wanted to check on you. She lied. The truth is, she was being nosy. Wanted to see if this man had indeed ate my pussy. But that's okay. I indulged her in her lie, as I'm sure she did me in mine. We politely said our goodbyes, and I prepared for my brainstorm session with Pete. He told me to have the ready whip available for our potential preliminary videos. I smiled. When Pete arrived, we got down to our pleasure, and we got down to the pleasure of our business. Peter, pussy eater, sucked me good, you pussy beater. Eat this pussy nice and slow. Suck my clit and make it grow. Lick and suck this sweet love box. Stimulate my body shocks. Up and down and in and out. Ooh, make me scream, baby, make me shout. Make me yell. Make me call your name. I'll lose control. Missy Pussy, Mr. Pussy Eater, I have no shame. You make me come and come again. Spent from your licks and your sucks, you win. Not Community D, but Community T. You suck this pussy so good, baby. It's the licks for me. It's the licks for me. It's the licks for me. To get to my center, licks, how many strokes to my pussy so intensely, come like a waterfall as you watch and see, as you watch and see, as you watch and see, strokes to my pussy, baby, so intensely. Peter, pussy eater, suck this pussy, lick and feed her. I love it, baby, when you take control, lick and suck and stroke, snatch my soul, my secret stroke, just between you and me, suck this pussy so good, baby, it's the licks for me. My books, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Naughty Tales. My podcast, Naughty Tales. And Sex and the Single Girl. My Erotic Events. Night of the Exotic. And my lingerie line, The Goddess Collection. Some of those things, but not all of those things, make me, Jelana Stivette, a whole motherfucking vibe. Meow. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And you know how we do? We give a huge thank you for all of our listeners tuning in around the world. Ladies and gents, we are up to 56 countries. Meow, meow. We had a few additions over the past few weeks while I was taking a break, but no worries. This hot new episode is available. And again, everybody who is listening and tuning in, I challenge you, if you're loving what you hear, and I see my followers are increasing on Spotify as well, so I know that you're loving what you're listening to, so I challenge you to tell two people that you know so that this amazing podcast can continue to grow, okay? And okay. Well, first, before I get into the thank yous, I want to give y'all the top 10 episodes that are being listened to on the podcast, Meow, Meow. The Erotic Massage is always, it's been at number one forever, y'all. The Doubleheader, The Man Child. Ooh, Come Through the Back Door. The most recent one, Come Through the Back Door, is at number four. Stacy and the Men in 2G, Between Friends, an Urban Erotic Tale, Southern Hospitality, a Witty Erotic Tale, Introduction to Johnson, which is an excerpt from the first book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, Bored and Stella, and Fully Blown. Yeah, so those are the top episodes that are being tuned into. And so I want to thank all of my listeners that are tuning in on Spotify and on the web browser, Victor Reader, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Google Podcasts, and everywhere else that you are listening. And it looks like most of my audience are still the men, meow, but the women are increasing their listenership. I love it. I love it. So we've got about 73% of the men listening and 20% of the women, 1.4% non-binary and 4.8 non-specified. Y'all, we got my largest audience is ages 35 to 44. Meow, meow. And then right up underneath you are the 28s to 34. Then it's the 45s to 59. So I love the fact that I'm turning each and every one of you on. So again, if tell two people that you know, so that this amazing podcast will grow. I want my listeners listening everywhere. I don't care if you're in prison, listen to this podcast, pick up the book, pick up the audio book. I don't care. I want my audience to continue to grow and listen to these sexy stories that I'm putting on Naughty Tales. But anywho, I want to thank all of my listeners in the United States, in Australia, in India, the United Kingdom, Canada, Japan, New Zealand, Indonesia, Germany, China, Nigeria, the United Arab Emirates, the Netherlands, the Philippines, Malaysia, South Africa, Kuwait, Sudan, Romania, Israel, South Korea, Brazil, Malta, Spain, Portugal, Taiwan, Ireland, Pakistan, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, Turkey, Iraq, Italy, Puerto Rico, Switzerland, Hungary, Singapore, Kenya, Norway, Russia, Belgium, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Iceland, Denmark, Chile, Latvia, Thailand, Macedonia, Slovenia, Sweden, Hong Kong, Mexico, Austria, Peru, Poland, and Finland. Y'all. So Austria, Peru, Poland, Finland, and Kenya are all five new countries that have started tuning in. And like I said, I think we're up to 56, y'all. So I want to thank y'all. Again, your love and support and listenership means every fucking thing to me. So I'm going to continue to create these short, amazing, sexy stories. So in 2 weeks, I got another episode for y'all. So I love you, sexy kittens. Meow.